for our technical deep dive today. In the realm of foundational learning, discussions on ML courses remain robust. For beginners looking to start, the confusion between resources like Andrew Ng's Classic Coursework and Modern 100 Days series is common. The top guidance emphasizes that while some community members are guided by views, others stress consistency. Overall, readers are encouraged to gauge their own mathematical background when choosing a starting point. When talking about advanced LLM architecture, the conversation has shifted from simply finding source code to understanding what that code represents. Several posts highlighted that most public repositories you find are not the full training code base itself. They are often specialized for inference, showing you how the model runs after it's built. And caution has been advised regarding proprietary intellectual property and how the final product is inevitably tidied up. On a more technical system level, the complexity of LLM deployment at scale continues to be a major topic. Specifically, concepts like managing GPU memory, scheduling concurrent requests, and understanding key components like the KV cache are proving essential for anyone aiming to work on ML systems. Switching gears into practical applications, there was strong advice regarding building explanatory models, particularly in fields like student retention prediction. Here, the community strongly advises against starting with black box algorithms if the primary goal is explainability. Instead, approaching the problem as a statistical inference challenge, using simple techniques like logistic regression or lasso, helps ensure that the initial results clearly identify which factors are driving non-retention. Regarding core ML system performance, there was an interesting discussion on throughput optimization and batch size variability. The consensus here is separating two concepts: inference speed, where increased batch sizes can dramatically improve throughput by amortizing computational costs across multiple samples, versus memory bandwidth limitations, where running too large a batch might actually slow the process down. Finally, wrapping up with career advice, we received incredibly detailed guidance on preparing for major technical interviews, specifically those modeled after Google's format. The takeaway here is critical. For domain-specific ML rounds, interviewers are not looking for memorized answers. They are scoring your thought process and reasoning when designing a complex system from scratch. You need to articulate every assumption and trade-off out loud. And for the behavioral side, or what Google calls the googliness and leadership round, candidates are advised that preparation must go beyond generic stories. Every answer needs to provide concrete evidence of your specific action and quantifiable impact, proving your ability to handle ambiguity or push back professionally. It's less about how successful the team was and more about how you personally operated within that success. These insights confirm that while knowledge acquisition is vital, articulating your reasoning process and understanding the practical constraints of model deployment, whether it's on an edge device or at massive scale, is what truly defines expertise in the field.